你了，哦哈雷亚卡拉。基拉基拉，哦马维拉，雷伊卡罗泽拉尼，库阿伊比纳尼拉，哦哈雷亚卡拉。阿巴嘿哦哦阿乌拉，雷卡伊里玛，图阿伊比纳尼拉，哦卡。
Aloha, good morning. Thanks for starting another great Hawaiian weekend with us. It's Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. And every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 o'clock, we lay out some satisfying Hawaiian music and kick that up a notch with some special sauce. Right, Vicky?
Right.
Vicky Holt-Takamine here, sitting at the kitchen table with us. Got your tea?
I have my tea and honey.
Oh, okay, that's what she needs. And kahoʻone panoke here.
Aloha, yes. And I have my cup of kona coffee.
Noe Tanigawa here at the other end of the table. How was your week, kahoʻone?
Oh, my week was excruciating with I've been suffering with a toothache.
But,
you know,
hate that.
It's been kind of a week of recapping what has been happening throughout the rest of the year, what needs to be done. And of course, you know, we just had the celebration of Kalakaua's birthday.
Boy, that was
incredible. Was done at Iolani Palace. Uh-huh. And hats off to the organizers, which I think is the Department of Commerce, along with the Friends of Iolani Palace. And Nettie Armitage and her halau from Waianae was there, did an excellent job in doing the mele in honor of Kalakaua. So that was a big event for this week. And the Masons had their dedication ceremonies at the Waikiki Gateway Park, where Kalakaua's statue is, and then marched down Kalakaua Avenue and ended at Kapiolani Park. So certainly and truly, Kalakaua was honored very well for his hauʻoli lahanau.
Maikaʻiloa.
Received his due, huh?
Yes. You know, I had hula with my keikis for the first time. I love all my keikis because I've been traveling a lot, you know, in and out and in and out. But and then I vegged out. I mean, I just ho'omaha on Sunday. Sunday was the day of rest. But we had a nice little pa'ina. I have a student that's leaving halau. Aloha Lori, Nakata, Concepcion. She's moving to Italy for 3 years with her husband.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm very sad.
Well, on the positive note, though, then we have somebody to visit.
I have to go to Italy to visit, so.
Well, right now, Vicky's got her cup of tea. We got our coffee going, and we're going to take you all on a legal adventure today.
I'm
believe it or
up.
Not. Yep. We're doing
me too.
It
I'm wearing my red shirt.
Hawaii's ceded lands, the lands that are supposed to benefit Hawaii's people, are threatened. How are they threatened and why? It's really a fascinating story, and we got some kicking Hawaiian music, too. So this is Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs every Saturday here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be man, another swell's coming your way.
beam and another swell is coming your way.
Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Beam and in the sun.
Beam and grab your bag and run. Beam and another swell is coming your way. Beam and another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey. Crab on the rock, you gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wind, don't ever turn your back. Oh, be a man in the sun.
Oh, be a man, grab your bag and run. Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way. Oh, be a man, another swell is coming your way.
White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, bee man in the sun.
Oh, bee man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Oh, bee man, another swell is coming your way.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evolu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha na ahaui o na ali'i, na ali'i mai na kuuna mai. E pa'ai na olelo kaula naua hele a moi ke ala. Ua wale aki na hauna o na, no na ali'i kaula na. Ua paa ua lalako, ako ino na mua. Ua paa ua lalako, ako ino na mua. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, ka vehi hoi o na ali I ihala. A paa ka mana o me ka loka I ua mawe o ka aina I ka pono. E ali I o ka laki ua kaula na, I ahi ka nana na o ka pāpipika. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, la hundu mamuri ke ole. Aloha na ahaui o na ali. Nā ali I mai nā kukuna mai. E paa I nā olelo kaula naua hele a moi I ke ala. Ua wale a I nā hauna o anā. Nō nā ali I kaula nā. Ua paa ua lalako. Mako I nō nā kua. Ua paa ua lalako. Mako I nō nā kua. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii. Ka vehi hoi o nā ali I ki hala. A paa kamana o me kalau. Kahi ua mauhi no ka aina I ka pono. E ali I o ka lani ua kaulana. I ahi ka nana no ku pātipika. Ele I ka vei haa he o Hawaii. La hundu mamuri ke ole. Ele I ka vei haa he o Hawaii. La hundu mamuri ke ole. Ele I ka vei haa he o Hawaii. La hundu mamuri ke ole.
Nakai Ivalu on the Visionary Radio Network. So glad you're here with us this Saturday morning. Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and we're talking about ceded lands today. In January of this year, the state Supreme Court ruled no ceded lands could be sold or transferred until Native Hawaiian claims against the U.S. government are settled. Now the Lincoln administration's asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse this, and we're here talking about why it's important, and we're taking it back to what are ceded lands.
Today we are very fortunate to have the organizers of a rally that's going to be held on Monday, November 24th, put on by the Kupu'aina Coalition, which is a group of students and graduates from the William Richardson Law School who have met and gotten together to decide, you know what? We need to start talking more about this issue that's before us. Why is Mark Bennett doing this appeal? I mean, who's going to benefit from all of this? And I think it's great to see our young people that are coming up together. And we have Davis Price here, who is a law student, and he's going to be giving us the definition of what is ceded lands and what is this case all about, Davis.
Aloha, good morning, guys. To get into this issue, yes, this case does center around ceded lands. Ceded lands, the definition is very complex. Basically, the best way to put it is these are the legacy lands of our ali'i that were left in trust for Hawaiian people. This was established with the Mahele in 1848 when Kamehameha III designated government lands to be held for the benefit of the people of Hawaii and crown lands to be held for the benefit of the crown. So these two land designations established that these were the trust lands for the kingdom and for the people of Hawaii. As time progressed, these lands were lumped together after the overthrow. They were transferred to the control of the United States or ceded to the United States. That's where they get their name. And this trust purpose of these lands were always recognized. The Statehood Admission Act in 1959 recognized one of the trust purposes as being for the benefit of Native Hawaiians. This was also recognized in the 1978 Constitutional Convention when OHA was established to administer this trust purpose. And so now we're left today with still unresolved claims to these lands. And that pretty much sums up in a quick blurb what exactly are ceded lands, but the best way to remember it is they are the legacy lands of our ali'i, and the people of Hawaii have a duty to stand up and protect them.
About how much land is that?
At the time of annexation, it was documented as approximately 1.8 million acres. That number is disputed today as to exactly what constitutes a ceded land. So,
lot of land, a lot of money, and that's why it's so important today in Hawaii. You're hearing about ceded lands today. There's an issue before the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll be back with more on that here. It's Nakai Ivalu on a beautiful Saturday morning here, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever say how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than a word. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Sun comes up. I'm heading over like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle. Bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Drink it down till the sun comes up.
I'm heading home like a steaming train. Foot to the floor in the driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only you can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a gun. Pop the cork and try some. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Drink it down till the sun comes up. I've got the bottle. Bring me a cup. Pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Drink it down till the sun comes up. Till the sun comes up.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Above the ocean, got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again. Took my clothes and put them in my bag. Try not to think just yet of leaving. Looking out into the city night, it's not easy to leave again. Each time stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. You are my island sunset, and you my island rain. Put on my shoes and light a cigarette, wondering which of my friends will be there, standing with their legs around my neck. It's not each time Honolulu city lights stir up memories in me. Each time Honolulu city lights will bring me back again. Bring me back. Bring me back again.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Mahalo for starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with us here. Now listen, this coming Monday, the Kupu'aina Coalition is holding a rally at the state capitol, and we want you to be clued in as to why they're there and what it's all about. Our guests today are three earnest and hard-hitting students from the William Richardson School of Law up at UH Manoa. They are the organizers of this rally, and they're here with us today explaining a crucial case dealing with Hawaiian land that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review. Why is this important? Why is the Lincoln administration there now trying to get them to review this case? And how is it going to affect both Hawaiians and everyone else in this state? That's all coming up here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit hawaiikeiki.org. That's hawaiikeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's haupia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Memories out of the past,
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoone Panoke here, Noe Tanigawa, Vicky Holt Takamine, and Davis Price, one of the organizers of Kupu Aina, the Kupu Aina Coalition. They've got a rally coming up on Monday, right, Vicky?
Yes, on Monday at 11:30 a.m. So come on down, and we're asking everybody to wear your red shirt. Anyway, I want to go back to the ceded lands questions. Everybody tosses around the idea that there's 1.8 million acres of ceded lands that was transferred to the United States. In the kingdom, when Liliʻuokalani was queen, was she only the ruler of 1.8 million acres of ceded lands?
No.
What happened to all the rest of the land?
They were under private ownership, supposedly is disputed.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, isn't it still part of the kingdom?
It is still.
So why are we only talking about 1.8 million acres of ceded lands?
Because these were the lands that were put into trust.
Okay, under, let's talk about the overthrow of the kingdom.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is the kingdom all 132 islands in the Hawaiian archipelago?
Yes.
Okay. When did we cede all 132 islands?
Never.
We have never ceded one square inch of land.
Right.
So when we're talking, that's why I don't like when people say 1.8 million acres. What happened to all the rest of the land? It was still part of the kingdom.
Right.
It's still part of the kingdom.
Well, Auntie Vicky, you raise a very good point, and it's very arguable. In fact, at the time of the overthrow, there was much more land than just the 1.8 million acres that were affected. But for the purpose at hand right now, what we have on the table in front of us right now, it is vital that the Hawaiian community unites to focus on what we have at stake right here, which in this case, the 1.8 million lands are being discussed, and that's what's in question. So we need to unite and stand up and protect at least these 1.8 million acres right now.
And what's on that land right now?
The University of Hawaii.
Yeah, the airport is used for many different purposes right
Schools.
Now.
Schools.
And by the way,
hospitals.
The revenue that is generated from those lands, those ceded lands, was the issue this year when the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and the State of Hawaii tried to do an agreement. And of course, that didn't happen. But imagine now, for 30 years, we have been waiting for the settlement of 20%. Which is the law that was created by the 1978 Constitutional Convention.
And why did the state Supreme Court make its original decision to stop selling and transferring ceded lands for now? Let's take that up coming up here on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani ko o lau ahi po wanu ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila ilaila ka ua I valea ai me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho Nani ko o lau ahi po wanu ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila ilaila ka ua I valea ai me kawai o ka ulala e ho me kawai o ka ulala e ho Inu uanu, a inu I kawai o silo sila Ilaila ka ua hi olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau A hiki ka ua inu uanu A inu I kawai o silo sila Ilaila ka ua hi olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau
Take it away, Pete!
Ko o lau ahi po wanu Ka iniki vela vela kamakasila Ka ua puno la ilaila Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Ha ina ko o lau ahi po wanu Ka iniki vela vela kamakasila Ka ua puno la ilaila Me kawai o ka ulala e ho
Me kawaii o ka ulala.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaiʻevalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Hush, my baby girl, don't you cry. Daddy's here beside you to hold you close tonight. You're as sweet as a flower.
Nakaiʻevalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you so much for spending Saturday mornings with us when we play you the best in Hawaiian music and get into issues that matter to all of Hawaii, with a focus, of course, on Hawaiians. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, and our guest for the moment right here, Jocelyn Doan, a graduate of the William S. Richardson School of Law. Thanks for coming in, Jocelyn.
Mahalo for having us.
So, Jocelyn, tell us now, What do you do at the university? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a graduate of the law school. I just graduated in 2007.
And I understand you're one of the first Native Hawaiian students to receive a certificate in...
Yeah, that's correct. I was one of the first of three law students who received a certificate in Native Hawaiian law.
In Native Hawaiian law. Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
I'm currently working on a project to create a framework to identify kupuna in hopes to help to preserve their families, practices in particular areas in Hawaii.
So tell us now, the state Supreme Court, why did they provide this ruling that the state cannot transfer or sell any ceded lands? Because this case was in the court for a number of years.
That's correct.
And we've been suing and not suing.
In January of this year, our court got it correct. So in recognition of, the special trust relationship that the state has to Native Hawaiians, they placed a moratorium on the sale of and transfer of all ceded lands. As Davis has already discussed, these are our former government, Hawaiian Kingdom government and crown lands, that are the legacy of all Kanaka Maoli. Our ancestors never relinquished their claims to these lands. They protested the overthrow of the Lahui. And so what the state has done is actually recognized that through state legislation, state common law, as well as federal legislation, and place the moratorium until we address the unrelinquished claims.
What was the Hawaii Supreme Court's goal in making the decision that it did?
Well, the idea is that because the state has what's called a fiduciary obligation to Native Hawaiians, which means it's a special responsibility to Native Hawaiians, the state court is simply saying, as the corpus or as the body of the claim, it doesn't make sense for them to sell the land. And what's happened subsequent to the Hawaii State Supreme Court making that decision is the Lingo administration, through their AG, through Mark Bennett, has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review that case, and they've decided to do that. And that's why we're here today, because we think that this is a local issue for Hawaiians and we should be settling it locally.
Why doesn't the legal administration's Attorney General Mark Bennett like the Hawaii Supreme Court decision? What is the state attorney general asking for and why? That is coming up here on Nakai Evalu. It's the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Kaevalu here on the Visionary Radio Network. You're starting your week in the Hawaiian way. Thank you. Just sitting around the kitchen table with us. We're playing the best Hawaiian music. And today, we're getting an understanding of ceded lands. Why are they important to really everyone in Hawaii? And at this point, more importantly, what is the Lingle administration working to accomplish now that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a state ceded land decision? This has some big ripples all through the Native Hawaiian community. And lucky for us, we've got three young Hawaiians, students and graduates of the Richardson School of Law, in with us today to tell us why this is happening and why it's important to you. So stay with us. It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word-of-mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business. It's our responsibility. Island Movers. Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Deeper.
Nakai Evalu on another beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning. Vicky Holt-Takamine here, Kaho'one Panoke, and I'm Noe Tanigawa. Now, in January of this year, the state Supreme Court ruled no ceded lands could be sold or transferred until Native Hawaiian claims against the government are settled. Now, the Lingle administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse this. We're trying to understand why. And to help us out, we've got Derek Kawanoyan, graduate of the Richardson School of Law.
Yes, aloha, Derek, and thank you for joining us here on Nakai Evalu.
Aloha.
Just from a personal interest, I'm very proud of this young gentleman. He happens to be my nephew.
Yay.
And it took him a while to get through William Richardson Law School, but he finally made it, and he's going to be taking his bar exam. And so in our family, we're very proud of him as one of our first lawyers in our family. And I know that if my father was living, he would be very proud of this young gentleman. So anyhow, we're glad to have you here.
Mahalo.
But let's get down to business now, nephew.
Okay.
So tell us, why did Mark Bennett, who is the Attorney General for the state of Hawaii, what was he thinking when he was filing this appeal to overturn the state Supreme Court's previous decision?
That's somewhat of a difficult question to ask, because I don't know exactly what Mark Bennett was thinking when he decided to file his petition for review. But from reading his petition for review, from what I understand, the Attorney General wants the Supreme Court of the United States to hold that our state Supreme Court misapplied or misused the 1993 Apology Resolution in its landmark decision. Again, that landmark decision held that the state Supreme Court cannot sell ceded lands until the unrelinquished rights of Native Hawaiians have been resolved. However, my interpretation of the state Supreme Court decision, when I've read it, I see that the ruling actually emphasized the importance of Hawaii state legislation and case law. In other words, the people of Hawaii, through their state legislators or elected leaders, passed law supporting Native Hawaiians, and our state's highest court unanimously held that the state cannot sell ceded lands until the rights of Native Hawaiians have been resolved.
Why would the state want to sell these lands? Let's ask that question coming up. Thanks for being with us here on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us here on Nakai Evalu. We've got Derek Kawanoyan, a graduate of the Richardson School of Law, along with, of course, Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'une Panoke, and I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking about recent developments in ceded land issues.
So, Derek, tell us, who's going to benefit from this appeal?
That's also not an easy question to respond to. Currently, it's unclear exactly who will benefit from the appeal going to the Supreme Court or the review going to the Supreme Court. But what we do know is that the Lingle administration's decision to take this case to the United States Supreme Court is inconsistent with its previous support of the Native Hawaiian community. Linda Lingle and Micah Kane have gone to Congress to lobby for the passage of legislation that would protect Native Hawaiian programs. In 2005, after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals made its first ruling in Doe versus Kamehameha, both Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona and Governor Linda Lingle, they were not only present at that rally, but they spoke at that rally in support of the Kamehameha Schools admissions policy and support for the Native Hawaiian community. As recent as November 13th, Attorney General Mark Bennett spoke at a luncheon to members of the Exchange Club of downtown Honolulu, and part of his comments provided that, and I quote, Native Hawaiians ought to have the right to form their own government. Bringing this case to the United States Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. is inconsistent with the administration's previous policies because if the state gets what it wants, it will have the power to sell the ceded lands before a government is formed and putting existing Native Hawaiian programs at risk.
So that is what's at stake here for Native Hawaiians.
That is at stake.
It's the corpus of the source of funding for Native Hawaiian programs in this state.
Exactly. But also, when we consider Mark Bennett's, the Attorney General's statements, he says that Native Hawaiians ought to have the right to form their own government. I'm not clear exactly how useful a government is if there's no land for that government to be on, or if there's no land for that government to exercise its jurisdiction over.
So if the Lingle administration's appeal is honored by the U.S. Supreme Court, those ceded lands could be sold before the government is established?
That's what I believe. Our state Supreme Court said, you can't sell these lands until the rights of Native Hawaiians have been resolved. They're asking to be able to sell the lands before those rights have been resolved.
So how do you folks feel about the fact that Mr. Bennett has been able to go out and gain support from 29 other attorney generals?
I feel that's very unfortunate. And in those other states, that might have been a very good point. But here in Hawaii, our situation is very unique from all those other states.
What can we do about it? That is what we'll take up next. Thanks for spending Saturday with us here. Nā Kai e Walu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kalanamai nei, a olu palakua, e ni kini ke ahia.
Every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network. It's brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. So we bring you great Hawaiian music and we focus on Hawaiian issues. Today, ceded lands. Kaho'one Panoke here, Vicky Holt, Takamine, Noe Tanigawa. And it's so great. We've got three Richardson School of Law students and graduates in with us today. And we're talking ceded lands. And at the table with us right now, Jocelyn Doan. It is so great to have you folks here.
Mahalo for having us. You know, just to kind of sum up what we've been talking about this morning, this issue is a really important issue. You know, as we've mentioned, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to review the ceded lands case next year. And the reason why that is so important for us to try to prevent is because, you know, their decision could be one of the most damaging cases ever to come out of the Supreme Court in reference to Native Hawaiian rights. You know, an adverse ruling could cripple our reconciliation efforts with the state, diminish Native Hawaiian rights, as well as possibly lay the foundation for the dismantling of Native Hawaiian programs. And so to summarize what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people to come out on November 24th at 11:30 at the Capitol to urge Governor Lingle and Mark Bennett, the Attorney General, that this is a local issue. This is something that we should, you know, be handling locally. The U.S. Supreme Court lacks familiarity with, you know, our history as well as our trust laws here. And so we want everybody to know there's a lot that you can do. First is, again, to come to the rally on the 24th to urge the governor to withdraw this case. We want to show our solidarity. This is something that all Hawaiians can, regardless of, you know, your political affiliations, can come out to and support. You can also call the governor or email her. Her phone number is 586-0034. You can also email her at governor.lingle@hawaii.gov.
You're asking what when you email?
We are urging her to withdraw this case from the U.S. Supreme Court's review to accept the Hawaii State Supreme Court's decision. You know, the State Supreme Court is most familiar with our issues. In addition to contacting the governor, you can also contact your legislature to support a moratorium bill in the upcoming session, which starts in January. Educate yourself about the case. Talk to your friends and families. Bring everybody out. We would really love to have you there. We need your support.
And we want them to wear their red t-shirt.
Exactly, red t-shirts.
Check StopSellingCedarLands.com or email kupuaina@gmail.com for more. And we've got more on that rally coming up here. Nakai Evalu, it's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance, about Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said Hemic, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hello,
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you for starting your Saturday morning with Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, me, I'm Noe Tanigawa. And this morning we are so pleased to have with us Jocelyn Doan. She's part of the Kupu'aina Coalition, and they're putting a rally together on Monday to ask the governor and state attorney general to withdraw the appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, actually, Kupu'aina Coalition was formed, you know, very organically after realizing that many in our community was not familiar with the case or the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court was going to be reviewing the case. Law students, particularly students of Ahahui o Hawaii at the law school, as well as graduates and community leaders, came together and created Kupu'aina Coalition as an initiative to educate our community and ultimately urge our Governor Lingle to withdraw this case. And the way that we're going to be going about doing that is we're having a rally at the state capitol on November 24th. It's going to start at 11:30. And we're inviting and urging everyone to come out in their red shirts. You know, any and all support would be appreciated. You can get more information about the rally at www.stopsellingseedlands.com. In addition to that, if you would like to help, if you would like to kukua, you can always go send us an email at kupuaina@gmail.com. So again, you know, we want everybody out there on November 24th at 11:30 at the state capitol in your red shirts. And we'll be urging Governor Lingle to withdraw the ceded lands case from the U.S. Supreme Court docket.
And for those of you that just joined in, we want to remind you that several years ago, the state tried to sell ceded lands. So this is not something that we're making up. The state tried to sell ceded lands. A handful of Native Hawaiians took that case all the way to the Hawaii Supreme Court that upheld the rights of Native Hawaiians and upheld the measures put into the apology bill, recognizing that Native Hawaiians have a claim to those lands and those have to be settled before any decision on ceded lands is made. The state is appealing that. They want to have the right to sell our ceded lands, which is a foundation and the core that are used to support Native Hawaiians.
And their programs. So I think that's important. And also, Kupu'aina, we could use some financial support because, you know, we're running ads in the newspaper to get everybody to come out. And there's all kinds of expenses. They want to provide a bus to help the students from the University of Hawaii get to the rally. If you have this kala hanging around, by all means, please email kupuaina@gmail.com and let them know. And they can give you the information as to how to get your money to them. And I'm sure they'll be very appreciative. And I'd also like to add that there will be a press conference at the Queen Liliuokalani statue prior to the rally starting at 11:30.
A closing thought we'd like to leave with you. That's what's coming up, the Olelo Noeau. So stay with us here. It's Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Up, that's where you find ship on a star. Wake up with the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where you find me.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
On the Visionary Radio Network.
thank you so much for being with us today. We've got into some serious discussion, heard some fabulous music, and now we'd really like to leave you with a thought for your week.
Today's Hawaiian proverb, our wise saying from our kupuna, our olelo no'iau for the day, is He a'ali iku makani mayau, a'ohe makani nana e kula'i. I am a wind-resisting a'ali'i. No gale can push me over. It's a boast that means that I can hold my own even in the face of difficulties, as we Native Hawaiians are faced every single day. The a'ali'i bush can stand the worst of gales, twisting and bending, but seldom breaking off or falling over. I think it also means that we're Native Hawaiians. This is our ancestral homeland. We're not going to go away. So regardless of what is facing us, we will still be here, and you will have to face Native Hawaiians. Be responsible for your decisions and your actions. As a Native Hawaiian, I'm glad to see the young people stepping up to the plate and taking over. You know, we try, every generation needs to have young Hawaiians that are willing to step up and take their place, you know, stand on our shoulders and move our initiatives forward. We are facing a huge crisis here. The U.S. Supreme Court will not, it will probably expand their rulings, I think. If this gets to them, they're not just going to rule on ceded lands. They're going to rule on Native rights. They're going to expand their jurisdiction over other things as they see fit. So for all of you Native Hawaiians out there, you need to come to the rally. You need to be present and stand up. Kui kapono, stand up for justice.
And I also think that it's important that we have this rally and that we urge the governor to withdraw this appeal, because the United States Supreme Court have already shown us that they don't understand our history, and they certainly have not prevailed in, we have not prevailed in the decision that they made with the Rice Cayetano. So all of the Native Hawaii, all the Na'o'iwi, Poi Hawaii, we need to come out. And by the way, we also want those who are non-natives who support us and these issues like this to please be at the rally. We need to have the numbers there to urge the governor, to, when she looks out of her office, to see thousands of people out there saying to her to withdraw this appeal.
We will also have petitions that were from the Hawaiian Civic Clubs. You know, they passed a resolution in their last convention urging the governor to withdraw this case.
And Auntie Vicky, this rally isn't just about urging Governor Lingle to withdraw the appeal to the Supreme Court. It's also in commemoration of the 15th anniversary of the 1993 Apology Resolution, which recognizes that Native Hawaiians have unrelinquished rights and claims to ceded lands.
As a non-Native Hawaiian, all I can say is we need to build a future on justice. So don't forget that rally is happening Monday, this Monday, 11:30 a.m. at the State Capitol Rotunda. If you want to find out more about it, check stopsellingcedidlands.com or email kupuaina@gmail.com. Every Saturday morning, we bring you that motivating music as well as what's happening in the Hawaiian community. So,
and we're going to end today with a song that is also known as Mele Ai Pohaku. It is Kaulana Napua.
Ku I kapono.
Awe na li'i e o ke au i hala E nana mai a mākou Nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei E ala mai kā kou E nā kini nā mamo ka aina aloha Aloha wale ia aina ko kā kou kahua Awe ka ili ili e ka ho'opuehu ia nei E pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku I paa maila ke kahua hale hou No kā kou e nā pua e ho'olulu ai E ala e ka i ka mahi ka palena I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila. Kaulana nā pua o Hawaii Kūpaa mā o te o ka aina Mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii I moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pihilani Kā ko o mai kaua I o mano Aoku me ke onio ka kuhi hela
Malu na oka pepa oka e nemi Pohui aina ku ae heba
Ku ae heba
Ika pono sivila a oke kanaka Aole makoa e mina mina
Aole, aole, aole
Ika puta la oke au kuni Lava mako ika pohaku
Ika pohaku
Ika ai kamaha oka aina Mahope mako olili gulani
Mahope
Aloha e ka pono o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana
Haina ia mai
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina
Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e Kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua, kaulana nā pua e
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Mahalo for starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with us here on Nakai Evalu. We have to thank Davis Price, Derek Kawanoi, and Jocelyn Doan for coming on in today and helping us understand so much more about seeded lands and this very important issue that's on the table right now. Every Saturday morning, we bring you motivating music as well as what's happening in the Hawaiian community. So, kaho'one panoke. Catch you next week.
Yeah. Aloha. Kuhi kapono. See you all at the rally.
Aloha kako. Thank you for joining us. Can we look forward to seeing you Monday, 11:30 a.m., State Capitol Rotunda. Wear your red shirt.
Okay, then.
I'm Noe Tanigawa, and have a week to remember. You go on. Mahalo to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs for sponsoring this program that is brought to you with much aloha on today's Kumu 94.7 here on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, the Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, the Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Nā kai e walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion creeps tonight. With advantage, the fleas don't bite him, the lion feels all right.
Advantage provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
free.
It's time to start counting the University of Hawaii Warrior Football Super Sacks. For every recorded quarterback sack by the UH defense, McDonald's of Hawaii will donate $500 to UH Athletics all season long.
You can help cheer on the Warriors by getting a special edition Super Sack t-shirt. Available exclusively at the Booty Groove store or online at BUTIGroove.com.
Join McDonald's as we cheer on the UH Warrior football team. Go Warriors!